saving him. So you people need to step off, or we're going to kick up a bunch of dust publicly about the way this thing has been handled behind the scenes by not only the NCAA, but also by Southern Miss, who have basically cowardly turned evidence on Donnie Tindall left and right. That's happening behind the scenes.
Oh, it's just infuriating.
As if Donnie Tindall did everything. As if Donnie Tindall was there when this was going on under their previous head coach. I mean, are you people kidding me?
In the meantime, that chipmunk over there, walking chipmunk over there in Chapel Hill, is just acting like he's a saint. And the dirtiest man in college basketball, that crap, that pile of crap, Mike Krzyzewski, who acts like he walks on water and he's never done anything wrong when he's the dirtiest guy in the game. Makes me sick.
Love it.
Absolutely sick. I'll tell you what, Josh Richardson channeled his inner Juwan today, didn't he?
Josh Richardson is a different being right now.
I mean, he is
a different being.
That second half today is as well as a Tennessee player has played in a half in some time.
I mean, that body language, Keith, he had that same body language that he had last year in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, no, he's flat bringing it right now. He's fearless. I think my thoughts about Josh Richardson are well known. Josh Richardson's a fantastic player.
I mean, in all honesty, Keith, I mean, all raging aside, I mean, what if we did just tell them what, we don't care. I mean, what could they do?
They can't make us fire him. I mean, they can level whatever sanctions they choose to, but I mean, they've got to have some basis for doing so. I mean, at some point, you just have
like
to tell them.
Else.
I mean, at some point, you just have to make them put their cards on the table too. I mean, okay, show us what your evidence is. Tell us what the accusations are. Show us what your evidence is, and we'll work from there.
Well, you know what, Robbie? I thank you for the call, but I don't want to get off on that today. I'm here to say right now, I'm here to say that I'm here to love you. And that was an early Christmas present today. And we're going to have one more next week against NC State, who's up 5 at the half with a pretty good Wofford team.
Well, Wofford's good.
And they're up 5 on Wofford right now. Because it's just a mere matter of moments until I'm going to go and I'm going to focus on what needs to be focused on, and that's the Titans and Jets in a few minutes. Back to the phones we go. Tennessee basketball overtime presented by our friends at Smartway and Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. Hello and welcome.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Roger.
How's it going, man?
Doing great, Rog. Thanks for calling, man.
Sure. Hey, Keith, man. How you doing, Keith?
Doing fantastic, Roger. Hope you are, too.
You're doing great. How much involved, Tony? How much involved is that? What a great win today, Tony?
Roger, it was an incredible win. Did you make the scene today, Roger? Were you in the house?
No, I watched it at home.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I know. It's okay, though. It's better watching now. It's okay. I've been in that time, but I have. But it's fun watching Tony. And Tony,
That son of a gun might be the best coach we have on our campus right now. Period.
Yeah.
Period.
How do you let him coach so well?
Keith, what is it about him that makes him such a good coach? Raj asks.
Yeah.
What is it, Keith, about him?
I think he's got a really good feel for the game, Tony. I think you saw the adjustments today on the fly. I just think he's got a really good feel for the game.
Like Bino said, he went out. He went in there at halftime and somehow tightened up, and they were able to turn what looked like it was going to be a 20-point loss into a 10-point going away win, a 12-point win, 67-55. Who in the world would have thought that?
Yeah.
From the time they were up 12 early in the second half, Tennessee outscored them, Keith, by how many? 24 points. 24 points in the last 19 minutes and 30 seconds. That's unheard of. That's the best half of basketball we've seen in Thompson Bowling Arena in a long time, considering the circumstances, considering the opponent, and considering the team Tennessee has.
Oh yeah, Tony, you're right. Tony, you're right. And Tony, you think the team can beating two good teams now? You think they're capable of upsetting even more teams now? You think it's capable of happening now?
Yeah, but they're also capable, Roger. They are, but they're also capable of Marquette games. And the Marquette game's one that Tennessee's better than Marquette. They should have gotten that game. And this team's capable of playing like dog doo doo from time to time, Roger. So these guys are capable of wetting the bed, and they're also capable of making the bed. So and they're capable of anything in between as well. I mean, they're capable of breakfast in bed. The second half was was breakfast in bed.
Yeah, sure, Tony, right. And then and Tony, watch who he got, especially me, young player left. And what he done so far, it's awesome how he's able to take this roster like he has. And you know what I'm saying, Tony? It's really awesome, this roster he has, and to turn into a good, you know what I'm saying, Tony?
Roger, I think it's exactly right, because when you look at this roster, there's just not much there. Hatfield, on the way out, give me a couple final thoughts, and let's set up a little NC State. Go ahead.
Oh, I think today's that's an effort you can really build off of, Tony. That's a good team Tennessee beat. They were good on both sides of the ball, especially in the second half. I just think that's a really, really great building block, heading to NC State on Wednesday. Another solid NCAA tournament caliber team. I mean, they're going to have their hands full. NC State's got some guys, Trevor Lacy, and they've got guys who can really score. Tennessee will have to get up into them defensively. And obviously Tennessee doesn't want to get into too much of an up-tempo game with them simply because Tennessee's got their offensive limitations. But I think if Tennessee plays the quality of half-court defense they played today, they'll be in the game. I don't think Tennessee has to foul before anyone right now, as long as they're playing that caliber half court defense.
They get that game on the road. That's, people use the term resume builder. That's a game that could help you get a tournament berth at year's end, whether it's an NIT berth or an NCAA berth. That's a really interesting, important game coming up, isn't it?
Oh no, you go out and win that game. I mean, that's three straight wins over probable NCAA tournament teams. I mean, it's hard to overstate how big that would be.
I mean, we're talking about what could be a tremendously, tremendously big win for the basketball Volunteers.
Absolutely.
And so it's going to be interesting to see how they react, how they respond to this bit of success. Again, when you shoot the ball the way Tennessee does, you just don't know what 1 minute to the next is going to bring. Let's go back to our phones. We got a couple more folks that want to talk, and I want to be fair. Hello and welcome. You're on the Smart Way. Dalton Behring and Hydraulic, Tennessee Basketball Overtime.
What's up, Tony and Keith? How you guys doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Action Jackson.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, Ax?
Not much. I'm sitting here listening to you guys' show. Tony, I totally agree with you. Donnie Tindall is the best coach on campus.
I said he might be. Yeah, he did a great job. I mean, the guy's got just has a great feel for what he's doing. You can just tell by looking at it. And I don't mean that to be smirch at the football coach. This guy really has a feel for what he's doing, though. He really does.
Well, the football coach can sell a bill of goods, but it doesn't seem like he can keep the goods.
Well, what does that mean?
I mean, all his players are leaving.
Well, three of his players are leaving. Yeah, it's true. But that's to be expected. Guys do leave for playing time. I understand Hendricks wasn't real happy because Barnett was getting a lot of the credit and the praise. That was some behind-the-scenes scuttlebutt. On Helm didn't like the way the head coach talked to him. I had some people close to him tell me that. And so, you know, go find yourself another place to play.
Did you watch the U Part 2 last night, Tony?
I did not. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Oh, it's incredible. Do you think the 2001 Miami Hurricanes are the best of all time?
I know
Keith does.
Do you, Hatfield, think they are?
No, I don't think there's any doubt. That's the most talented college football team of all time, and I,
I don't think it's substantially close.
I would say, you know, it's a shame. My volunteers at Willie D. Overstreet and that defensive line never got a shot at them because they should have been in that game.
Well, they would have certainly gave them a better game than Nebraska.
Yes, they gave Nebraska a Nebraska kicking, which ushered in this new era of Nebraska football, which is one Nebraska kicking after another.
The thing about Miami, they should have won three in a row, 2000, 2001, 2002. That 2002 pass interference call in the Fiesta Bowl was total horse crap.
Oh yeah, they got Dave Hebnard in that game.
Yeah, I think that's probably true, and especially in retrospect, who ended up winning that national championship? Through the lens of time, I'd have to say you're right. I've come to really appreciate Miami football. Unfortunately, we're not going to talk about football, but I do appreciate your call. So AJ's call was short. Let's get our we can do that tomorrow on the program. Let's get our next caller in here. Hello and welcome. You're on the Smart Way, Dalton Berrien Hydraulic, Tennessee Basketball Overtime.
What's going on, T-Buzz?
Hey, who's this?
This is JB.
Hey, JB, what's up, man?
Hey, man, Hatfield, good analysis on basketball. I don't believe this was as good as the win against Texas, fellas, but what happened today, when they hit that tree at the start of the second half, I said, coffin nails. Because at that point, the team can either, they can either flip it up or flip it down, and they flipped it up. And this team doesn't always play smart, but it's never weak. They don't have punk in them. They don't give in. They always play. They still do some dumb things. You can fix dumb, but it's hard to give a guy to make him stronger. This is the punter. These kids are tough kids. Mostella, Willie Carmichael, these kids are tough kids. Now, that's the encouraging thing. Do you think today that Brandon Miller got out-coached to Hatfield?
Oh, I think Chris Holtman. I think Kendall certainly. They didn't have any answers. Now, like I said, that may be somewhat due to some personnel limitations they had, but they had no answers for what Tennessee did in the second half.
And J.B. Miller's not there. Holtman is. That's okay. Yeah, no problem. Hey, a lot of moving parts.
But, it was. When's the last time, and this game will be remembered, Butler are gym rats that know how to play basketball, and I saw it in T. Richardson, tough. These kids, Hunter is a kid from Brooklyn. There's a lot of tough in these kids, and they didn't quit. And if you don't quit, even though we'll have limitations on talent, if you don't quit, you have a chance to stay in most ball games. And that was the most impressive thing about that to me. I was really impressed with this.
That win today blows my mind. I hope JB people really appreciate. I hope the administration over there appreciates what they got today. And I hope they understand what the sport of college basketball is. You need somebody that plays on the margins. You need somebody that lives in the margins. Hey, those that define the sport, Kansas has been highly illegal for years. North Carolina has been highly illegal for years. Duke has been highly illegal for years. UCLA built a powerhouse of all time by the money of Sam Gilbert. That's a fact. Those are all Thank you. Those are all facts.
By the way, Tony, those programs live in the gutter. Everybody has to step in the gutter. They swim in the gutter. They never come out of the gutter, but they're so self-righteous. That's what makes me sick.
Right.
Tell Dave Hart that he needs to get rid of that vanilla ice starter kit jumpsuit and get some swagger and not that stagger. Get some funk. I want to be a little more Huggy Bear. He's got to stand up with this guy. This guy reminds me of Ray Mears. Now, in a different men in very different ways. I haven't seen a team, and like these guys didn't even know each other a few weeks ago. Now they're playing like a band of brothers that really want to fight for each other. And you can't fake that. They could have folded like a house of cards. And Gonzo's boys last year got it together. He took a Final 18 to Sweet 16 because these boys got ticked off at the petition. I don't know why hasn't Braxton Bonds been cleared, and why they messing around with Donnie when we have basically a cat house, a whorehouse over in Chapel Hill that's been publicly acknowledged. We have a guy buying and selling players at Kentucky and having Nike take their class from Kansas is a cesspool. And they're worried about Southern Miss, please. We should take it public, and we should embarrass them for letting the NCAA do their dirty work for a little private feud with Donnie Tindall.
Absolutely. Amen.
Boys,
thank you.
Appreciate the show, guys.
So
thank
well
you.
Put.
And for the first time, I wasn't sure about Donnie and the Vols, but today I saw a guy who had, we lose Woodson, we don't have a powerful inside game, but we have to do what we can do. Now, there'll be teams that just can blow us off the floor this year. But I've encouraged this. This is the little engine that could. They keep fighting. They dig. They play hard. And I tell you one thing. This shot we heard around the basketball world, people know what, yeah, you'll notice, coaches know what Butler is. They know how good this team is.
Thank you, JB. That's well put. Keith, let's close on that note. Will coaches from coast to coast tonight look up, and will they say, man, that's an unbelievable win considering everything that's swirling? Because here's the talk in coaching circles. Donnie Tindall's dead man walking. I'm going to tell you what, if he's dead man walking, which they think he is, how do you get your kids to focus and play the way they did today, Keith? It's a great point by JB there.
Oh, I think there are two ways to handle being a coach under an NCAA investigation. There's to do what Jim Calhoun and Jerry Tarkanian did and use it as fuel and use it to drive your program, or as happened here and Quinn Snyder here with Bruce, and then at Missouri with Quinn Snyder, you can let it collapse you. And I think it's obvious which direction Tennessee is heading right now.
By the way, somebody told me, Jeff Troutman has told me, that C.J. Faiton, as a football player that played basketball, let's see what he says about C.J. Faiton. That was so long ago. He briefly played for Buzz Peterson. Do you remember that? Do you remember C.J. Faiton?
Vaguely, Tony. But then again, I think you could say just about everybody on that roster briefly played.
I mean, C.J. Faiton. Buzz Peterson.
I mean, Brandon Crump was playing 35 minutes a game, and I would say he briefly played.
Tolentino says, what about LSU's non-conference resume with UMass, Texas Tech, and West Virginia? He says, so there, Hatfield, put that in your pipe.
Texas Tech will end up being a Texas Tech's not very good. I'll take Kansas State and Butler and say that's better than UMass and West Virginia. Not by much. That's true. But Tennessee and LSU tossed in a couple of bad losses too, which Tennessee's got one of. But no, that's point taken.
Tolentino, excellent. Thank you for being out there. Point well taken by you. Those a couple of emails. Hatfield, thank you, man. Great talking to you.
No problem, Tony. Enjoyed it.
Hey, that was much fun. Good and faithful servant. You know, Donnie Tindall with the parable of the talents, if you look in the good word, Donnie Tindall has taken his talent and he's not buried it in the ground. That guy, that basketball team today, Tennessee has Wednesday night. At North Carolina State, 7 o'clock tip. I would anticipate we're on the air with Tennessee Basketball Overtime presented by Smartway, Dalton Behring, and Hydraulics, probably about 9 o'clock. It's an ESPN2 game. And then two nights later, Friday night, Tennessee Tech, the Texters, who had Alabama on the ropes early last night down at Bama. And then the middle of next week, Mercer, they're back again. And then Tennessee gets a break 2 days after Christmas, Tennessee State in Knoxville, an 8:30 start. And then a New Year's Eve showdown with ETSU on the 31st of December, a day we'll always remember. And then the Vols are going to open up with at Mississippi Mistake on the 7th of January. Tennessee's got a shot. If you take NC State out, let's just say that's a loss. They've got a shot right now, as they come out of today 4-3, to have a pretty respectable, all things being equal, non-conference season. Two huge wins. Kansas State and Butler. Two huge wins. Want to thank my friends at Smartway, also Dalton Bearing and Hydraulic. Want to thank all the listeners. Want to thank you for spreading the word and telling the basketball community about this program today. And once again, the Volunteers victorious today, 67-55. Time to go enjoy some NFL football. Cheer on my Philadelphia Eagles. My Philadelphia Eagles tonight. And JB, this goes out especially to you, my friend.
You're a rich girl, and you're going too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway.